This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, the week is going well. We have filthy street communists being rounded up and arrested. That is a good thing. We're going to talk about that tonight. Deportations are up. We're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss the communist op being run right now. Are you participating? Are you tempted to participate? We'll discuss it. Once again, point out what they're doing, why they're doing it, how it actually works. The world of make-believe communists build, that'll be a discussion. They're not toning down the rhetoric. They're cranking it up, using your values against you. Somehow, H-1B people are being hired in the state of Texas, all that, an election raid in Georgia, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before we begin on the other topics of the day, let's talk. All warfare, it's a series of operations, if you will. And if we're to have a World War II discussion right now, what would an operation be? It might be a big operation. We're going to go storm the beaches of Normandy on the enemy's side. What was a big operation? The Battle of the Bulge. What was that? Hitler was leading his army in a last-ditch effort to break through the lines. That's an operation. Maybe smaller operations. We're going to parachute 10 elite people behind enemy lines, and they're going to blow up a bridge. That's an operation. That's an op, right? You get that. And what's involved in an op? Well, you have to sit down. You have to plan it. You have to fund it. You have to select the people you want to carry it out. You have to march forward and do it. It's an op. It's an operation. You get it. You get it. But let's make that political, shall we? Because as the famous von Clausewitz said, war is a continuation of politics by other means. Not all warfare is bombs and bullets and blood. Political warfare is real. Cultural warfare is real. And the communists are fighting a war here in the United States of America. They're not playing politics. They're not just interested in Democrats winning elections. That's, of course, part of it. But they're fighting a revolution, a war, a rebellion against everything you love and hold dear. They believe everything that is bad, so they must tear down everything that is. They are fighting a war for it. So whether or not you want to fight that war, whether or not you want that to be the case, that there is a war, it's completely inconsequential. Your wants and wishes mean nothing. Sorry. Mine too. Mean nothing. I don't want to fight that war. I want to eat Totino's pizza and watch history documentaries. It's too bad, so sad. That's the life we've been given. Now, because they're fighting a war, they have operations, ops. They conduct them all the time. And the thing about communist ops, communist operations, because they are the guerrilla force, because numbers-wise, they are the weaker force by a mile. The American people don't want what they want. the weaker force relies on certain actions from the stronger force to help them move and op along. It's not just that they plan, fund, and coordinate ops against you and everything you care about. What they're banking on, what they rely on is enough of us either participate in it by accident, or enough of us are actually traitors, treasonous pieces of trash who will participate in it on purpose. They're banking on us participating in the op, thus giving the op more success than it could have. Now, there's an op going on right now. A very obvious op if you're paying attention. Let's talk about Minnesota, shall we? The Trump administration, after the latest street animal was killed, the Trump administration, people in the Trump administration, and obviously that got to Trump himself, they didn't like the optics of it. They got uncomfortable. There's a lot of media stories. I'm not sure the public is with us. What about women? What about, they got a little squeamish. Now, stop for a second. Don't be disheartened. I'm looking at a headline right here. Deportations, ICE street arrests are way up, and so are the arrests of criminals with no criminal convictions. That's from NBC News. They obviously meant it to be negative, but remember, deportations are up. Overall, things are going well, so do not be disheartened by what I'm about to talk about. We're just about to discuss an op that's being done, and the Trump administration probably unwittingly helped it along. Another communist street animal gets killed. Okay. People are in Donald Trump's ear. This looks bad. We can't have this. It's getting loud. People are dying. We have masked agents. They're calling us. Okay, so enough people got into Donald Trump's ear that he decided to make a change. He did not back off, from what I understand so far. He did not back off. He did not back off of Minnesota or Minneapolis. He didn't. But just a couple little changes, just moving a couple pieces around. He had a phone call with Mayor Jacob Frey and talked to Tim Walz. And we're gonna move Bovino, the Border Patrol guy. We're gonna move him out. And Kristi Noem, she's gonna kind of be put on the sidelines. We'll move. He didn't do a lot. He shifted, just did a little shifting. He talked about it right here with Will Cain.
He has posted that you have retreated in Minnesota, Governor Gavin Newsom, and he is encouraging people to keep the pressure up.
See, I haven't heard that at all because it's just the opposite. I was called by the governor yesterday. I was called by the mayor yesterday. How do we do something? Please, how do we do something? I think it's bad for them. I don't think it's bad for us. I think it's bad for them.
Yeah, you'll have to see what Governor Newsom
posted. But it's not a question of retreat. We want safe cities, yeah. Whether it's if we, you know, we took a lot of the crime out of there. We want safe cities and states. We want a safe country.
Is this a pullback?
I don't think it's a pullback. It's a little bit of a change. Everybody in this room that has a business, you know, you make little changes. You know, Bovino is very good, but he's a pretty out there kind of a guy. And in some cases, that's good. Maybe it wasn't good here. But you have to understand, when I watch some of the people.
No, we're not pulling back. They're just making a couple changes. Bovino was out there. I like him, but it didn't look good. So it's Trump. Very trying to give him everybody a soft landing here, trying to not make it sound like he's backing off. But there was a little bit of a change. Like your offensive coordinator in football. He didn't get fired, but you found out that he no longer gets to call the plays. The head coach is going to call the plays. A little bit of a change. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this is some terrible mistake, but what I am saying is the communists saw it. They watched it. They listened to it. What's that? He's moving Bovino out of Minneapolis? Kristi Noem, DHS, the head of the Department of Homeland Security? She's being kind of put on the sidelines? And do you know what the communists saw? We're not, stop now, pause. Before we get to what the communists saw, remember this, it's critically important. Whether or not you like or dislike the target of a communist op, is completely inconsequential. It doesn't matter at all whether you like or dislike them. When we discuss these things, I'll get emails, and they're understandable emails of, Jesse, I don't even like Kristi Noem. Well, let me go ahead and give you a spoiler alert right here. I don't like Kristi Noem. I don't care for her at all. I don't have some deep hatred of her like I do James Lankford, the ginger eunuch out of Oklahoma, but I don't care for Kristi Noem. This is not about what I care for, who I care for, or who I do not care for. It's not about who you care for or don't. It's not even about what you think about the internal optics of it or the internal movement inside the Trump administration. This guy's going to move out, and then this guy's going to move in, and then I'm going to call the mayor. And it's not about that at all. That's not our discussion here. Our discussion here is the communists watched Kristi Noem have her play-calling duties removed. Sorry, Kristi. You don't get to call the offensive plays anymore. No. You can sit there. Look pretty. Please look pretty. Hold a clipboard. Someone else will handle that. And you know what the communists saw? They saw an opportunity for an op. And they're taking advantage of it right now. And there are already Republicans participating in it. Maybe you are tempted to participate in it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about moving people around, as in moving people out of your company. There is someone who works for you who should not, correct? You wish you could replace that person with someone better, do you not? Of course you do. Every office has one. You could have three people in the office. There's going to be someone who should be moved. I know exactly what that's like. Go through it every day here. ZipRecruiter, they're there for you. They understand why you don't do it. It's too hard to find someone. I got to have someone doing that job. It takes too long to find someone. I can't do it. ZipRecruiter makes it instant. The most ridiculous statistic I think I've ever heard in my life is that 80% of employers find somebody good the first day. You haven't replaced them because you think it's going to be long and difficult. It's not. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. I'm reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, the Trump administration, in the wake of communist street animal activity in Minnesota, announced that they're just moving some things around. Not capitulating, remember. Not that I've seen. Not backing off, not caving. Not that I've seen. Sounds very reasonable, actually. Especially when you listen again to this answer with Will Cain.
He has posted that you have retreated in Minnesota, Governor Gavin Newsom, and he is encouraging people to keep the pressure up.
See, I haven't heard that at all, because it's just the opposite. I was called by the governor yesterday. I was called by the mayor yesterday. How do we do something? Please, how do we do something? I think it's bad for them. I don't think it's bad for us. I think it's bad for them.
Yeah, you'll have to see what Governor Newsom
posted. But it's not a question of retreat. We want safe cities. Yeah. Whether it's if we, you know, we took a lot of the crime out of there. We want safe cities and states. We want a safe country.
Is this a pullback?
I don't think it's a pullback. It's a little bit of a change. Everybody in this room that has a business, you know, you make little changes. You know, Bovino is very good, but he's a pretty out there kind of a guy.
Just little changes. Okay. That's reasonable, is it not? Now, it's not a pullback. Little changes. We're going to get rid of Bovino. Kristi Noem's not really going to be the face of it anymore. Tom Holman, just little changes. Okay, again, that's reasonable in my eyes, possibly in your eyes. But what does the communist see? The communist sees weakness. The communist sees that his street animal activities, you know, the training the communists go through, all the street activities. They have a couple martyrs now. The communist sees that they are effective. They're effective in making the enemy make changes. If I'm surrounding a city in ancient times and I'm firing cannons at the walls of the city, what am I going to think when I see one spot in the city walls that develops a crack? The walls haven't fallen. Walls still there, but that may be a weak spot. It did signal to the communists that the Trump administration is mindful of the bad press. So, what would you do if you were surrounding that city and you saw that weak spot and you wanted the city walls to crumble? What would you do? What would I do? We all know what we would do. You would focus on that spot, trying to expose the crack, trying to widen the crack even more. The communists pounced immediately. Oh, you're moving Kristi Noem out of there?
It's outrageous that Kristi Noem still has a job in the administration after federal officers murdered two American citizens in just 2 weeks. And it is even more disgusting that on each occasion, Kristi Noem lies about what took place. For the good of the country, Donald Trump needs to fire Kristi Noem at once. Noem is a liar, Noem is incompetent at her job, and she must go.
That's the most powerful Democrat in the Senate. Here's the most powerful Democrat in the House.
Congress has the power to impeach someone who has committed crimes against the Constitution and the American people. So it's not virtue signaling.
But as you know,
the impeachment process is one of the few areas where every single member has the privilege to bring a resolution to the floor of the House of Representatives and at the appropriate time, force an up or down vote. Kristi Noem is a despicable, corrupt, pathological liar. We've seen her slander not just one, but two American citizens, patriotic Americans, who were killed without justification on the streets of Minneapolis in the last few weeks. She's deeply unqualified. She never should have been confirmed to begin with by Senate Republicans. And House Democrats have called for her to be fired immediately. And in the event that she is not terminated, we are prepared to initiate impeachment proceedings against her in the House of Representatives.
Here's Ilhan Omar after someone squirted vinegar at her last night.
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
This is an op. It's an obvious op. And you may have no problem with what Trump said or the moves he made. And I'll be honest, I don't either. All I care about is the deportations. I don't have a problem with what he said. You want to move this guy around, move that guy around. That's fine. But we do have to understand and acknowledge how the communist saw what he said. The communist saw it as weakness. The communists saw it as an opportunity. And like in any war, like we discussed, the communists begin planning immediately. He identified a weakness in the enemy lines. He sat down. He came up with a plan of action, and they have launched an op. They have launched an operation designed to get Kristi Noem fired. Donald Trump is now having to answer questions. Every day, the last 2 days, he's had to answer a question. Are you going to fire Kristi Noem? Are you letting Kristi Noem go? Why is he having to answer this question? Why did they launch the op? Because he said this.
So they had good crime numbers, believe it or not. And that's all working out. You know, we have Tom Homan there now. We put him in there. He's great. And they met with the governor, the mayor, everybody else. And we're going to de-escalate a little bit.
Not a huge statement, but the communists saw weakness. Now, what's the result of these ops? What do they want from these ops? We'll talk about that. Before we talk about that, what I want is you to try Relief Factor to get the pain out of your life. Pain, just knee pain. You know what? Let's talk about knee pain, something I know a little bit about. It sucks. It sucks when you know you have to walk somewhere or want to walk somewhere. You know how jittery I am. I want to move. I don't like sitting around. To think about, that's going to hurt. That's probably going to hurt. My back's going to hurt. Doesn't that suck? When I go to work today, it's going to hurt. When I sit out, it's going to work. It's going to hurt. If I play golf, my shoulder's going to hurt. Why not try Relief Factor for the pain that nags at you every single day? It's a nutritional supplement. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. They just want you to try it. 3 weeks of it. Just try it. If your pain is the same after 3 weeks, just don't call them back. You're fine. 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So the communists launched an op. It's an operation designed to destroy Kristi Noem to make the Trump administration look bad. They saw weakness. We'll de-escalate a little bit. We're going to move some people around. The communists looked at that as weakness. They launched an op. But as we mentioned in the beginning, the communists are a guerrilla force. A guerrilla force is a smaller, weaker force. They're a smaller, weaker force, and part of what they do is they design their operations to use the size of the opposing force actually against them. Communists bank on our weakness and complicity. Hakeem Jeffries, because I've come to think that Hakeem Jeffries is not very bright. Sorry, quick side note here. I'll get back to the subject at hand. Hakeem Jeffries was the handpicked successor of Nancy Pelosi. He's an excellent fundraiser, and I assume because she is so savvy, she's so smart, I assume that her handpicked successor would be as well. But the more I hear him talk and just this weird, stiff, halting way he speaks, I think he's probably dumb, and he's dumb enough to give away the game on television. What's the goal of this op? How do they intend to accomplish it?
Well, the president has given no indication that he's ready to fire her or even thinking about it. And you, as I don't need to tell you, are in the minority. So how do you do that? I mean, what can you do? Have you spoken to the speaker? Do you have any sense that there are Republicans who would stand by you in an impeachment process?
I have to build the case so that we can convince a handful of Republicans, as we have done on other issues, that the time is now to hold the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
We're going to try to convince a handful of Republicans, but that's crazy, of course, because elected Republicans in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, they may be corrupt and they may be dirtballs, but they do this for a living. Surely they know what's going on. Surely they're not going to succumb to an obvious communist op, right? Here's Lisa Murkowski.
I voted for her. I think the president needs to look at who he has in place as the Secretary of Homeland Security. I would not support her again, and I think it probably is time for her to step down.
Here's the senator, Republican from North Carolina.
Do you think Noem should step down?
I think Noem needs to decide what, I think if Noem looks at her body of work, I could not be. If I were in her position, I can't think of any point of pride over the last year. She's got to make her own decision, or the president does, but she has taken this administration into the ground on an issue that we should own. We should own the issue of border security and immigration, but they have destroyed that for Republicans. Something that got the president elected, they have destroyed it through their incompetence.
Here's more Tom Tillis.
I think that what she's done in Minnesota should be disqualifying. She should be out of the job. And I mean, really, it's just amateurish.
What she's done in Minnesota. Again, it may sound like I'm a Kristi Noem super fan. As I already told you, I don't care for her at all. It's not about her. We arrested illegals. rapists and murderers. The Trump administration puts out the rap sheet on these guys every single day. The crimes, most of the time, are so bad, I can't read them on the air because I know your children are listening. We're talking monsters. You read the rap sheet on these illegals ICE is snatching out of Minnesota, and you know that demons are very, very real. Communists, trained street communists, have organized riots. They have organized an effort to stop us from getting child rapists out of the country. This creates confrontation between ICE and street animals. Sometimes those confrontations get really, really ugly. Yet, we did something wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. And here's the worst news. You know that this is just the start, right? It's January 28th. You know what's coming? The midterm elections in November. Do you, hey, Chris, you know what? I don't even need you to look it up. Everyone can use their imagination. Do you know what the weather is right now in Minnesota? Have you ever been to Minneapolis? I have, multiple times. You ever been there in the winter? I have. You can't imagine how cold it is. We're seeing this level of communist street animal activity in below freezing temperatures in Minnesota, and we're months and months and months away from the midterm elections, and the communists just got us to, quote, de-escalate a little bit and move Kristi Noem out. That's with, from the estimates I hear, roughly 300 street animals in Minneapolis. Do you think they're going to tone things down or ramp things up as we get closer to the midterm election? This is the warm-up act. This is the appetizer. This is the delicious order of mozzarella cheese sticks at Red Lobster before your shrimp scampi ever hits the table. These are just the mozzie sticks. The communists are figuring out what they can and can't get away with. And they're figuring out just how much noise they have to create in the American media to prompt the Trump administration to action. And you always have some weapons-grade loser on the Republican side who's willing to go sit down with the media and say things like this. Here's Mike Lawler.
Where I think most Americans also agree is that if you have been in this country 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you've been working, you've not committed crimes, you have children or grandchildren that are American citizens. We want a legal path forward, not citizenship, not amnesty, but a legal process forward that those people can come out of the shadows and go through. The reality is we're not going to be able to round everybody up and kick them out.
Well, not with that attitude, we can't. Here's John Curtis, United States Senator from the allegedly blood red state of Utah.
I think all of us need to wake up every morning, look in the mirror and say, what are we doing? What am I doing specifically today to make this country a better country, to make all of our immigrants feel more welcome? That's what we've always had. And
we all need to wake up and ask ourselves what we're doing to make immigrants feel more welcome. We're already taking this line 1 year into the Trump presidency. And keep in mind, we're not asking these people to hold the line when the public's against us. We have every single public opinion poll showing 54, 58, 56% of the American public, they're on our side. With the majority of the American public on our side, the communists still launch an op, and we still have that precious handful of loser GOPers. Well, I mean, we should look in the mirror. What have you done to support the illegal in your neighborhood? Go poop in the street. Show your solidarity with him like he does. Pathetic. We have to steel ourselves. And the Trump administration, well, Here's this one. Playing with fire. Trump responds to Minneapolis Mayor Fry's latest act of defiance. Trump talked about the great call he had with Mayor Fry. Mayor Fry promptly went out there and said, I'm not helping them deport anybody at all. They're not going to meet you halfway. There's no middle ground. You win or they win. That's how this ends. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hope day, and you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, do you think Trump's call with Walz, he told Walz that if he plays ball with ICE, Walz won't be prosecuted for fraud? Maybe. Well, hold on. Let's clarify something. Legally, that would never happen in a million years because Trump would have to assume that Walz is recording that call. There are all kinds of legality problems with that. So did he come out and say that? No. So that let's assume that's a possibility. But let's just say something here. Tim Walz can't afford to extend a hand to Donald Trump. After it was revealed that he even had a phone call with Donald Trump, a bunch of rabid communist street animals essentially surrounded him, screaming at him. Mayor Fry, even if, look, let's assume Mayor Fry wants rapists and murderers out of his city. Let's assume that. I'm not saying that's the case, but let's give him all the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume he wants him out. Let's take it a step further. Let's assume Mayor Fry wants Donald Trump and ICE to deport the rapists and murderers out of his city. That's giving him way too much benefit of the doubt, but let's assume that. He can't. It's not humanly possible. The structure of today's Democrat Party is that foreigners, criminals, every monster of every kind, they are the people who form the Democrat base, and any decent human being, they are the enemy of the Democrat Party. Jacob Fry doesn't get to be mayor anymore if he extends a hand to Donald Trump. I don't care if they had the nicest, sweetest phone call in the world and they called each other lovey-dovey names and we're best buddies now and maybe we should be pen pals and let's exchange Christmas gifts. I don't care how great the call went. Jacob Fry doesn't have the option to stop being a disgusting communist. Being a disgusting... Well, let me put it this way. Let me explain it to you this way. We'll make this about Fry specifically. This applies to every elected Democrat now. When you are elected as a Democrat, you have built a base of support. This is any politician, really. You've built a base of support. A base you need in order to keep winning elections. I'll make this about me. You know, I ran for Congress twice. I had a bunch of things I was passionate about. Two big things for me were border security and deportations. I was always that way. And pro-life. I was unapologetically, loudly pro-life. That wasn't that popular in my district. I didn't care. Screw you. Save the babies. That's the way I found it. Okay. What the result of that was, I had a base of people who were hardcore deportation people, border security people, and a hardcore base of pro-life people to the max. If you were a pro-life person, even if there weren't that many, there were a significant amount, but even if there weren't that many, they were my people. They knew I was with them. Therefore, when I needed money, I could call them. When I needed people to go knock on doors, I could call them. Hey, we're phone banking this Saturday. Boom, that's who you call. That's my base of support. And if they ever left me, campaign over. They're not the total support, but they are the foundation of the campaign. With me? Tim Walz, Chuck Schumer, Jacob Frost, you name them. Future presidential hopefuls on the Democrat side, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, you name them. They're a huge base of their support. They're demons. They're foreigners. Communists. Open jail types. They want women raped. I know good people can't comprehend that, but that's really genuinely what they want because they understand the chaos and angst that comes from that, helps the communist revolution. It's really complicated. We talked about it before, but that's Jacob Fry's base. Jacob Fry doesn't have the option to go to them and say, well, guys, I had a nice call with Trump. It was very reasonable. He just wants a couple murderers, a couple rapists, and I'm going to give them to him. Now, that's the most benign statement in the world, right? He didn't make that statement, did he? In fact, 5 minutes after Trump said it was a wonderful call, he was putting out public statements that I'm not helping the federal government at all. Screw you. The foreigners can stay. Why? The only reason he's in office is those foreigners and the people who want the foreigners here. They don't have an option to moderate. We can't ever be naive about that. It's not an option for them to moderate. Now that the Democrat Party, I mean, look, here's a headline from Free Beacon. Potential 2028 Democrat hopeful J.B. Pritzker joins the squad radicals in the call to abolish ICE. In order to be president of the United States of America, J.B. Pritzker, he is going to have to reach to the middle of the country. All the normies out there. Do you have any idea how abolish ICE lands with normies? Remember, Democrats already did a study, and they actually, the people who did the study, who were Democrats, they told other Democrats, please stop saying that. Stop saying abolish. Please stop saying abolish ICE. The normies hate it. J.B. Pritzker wants to be president. He knows what I just said is true. He knows that's unpopular. He doesn't have any other options. He has to say it. There's no option for them to moderate. All right? All right. I'll finish up on that, and then we'll move on, do some other email stuff like that. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.